I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources last week released the results of its annual waterfowl spring survey, and the report delivers a mixed forecast. Overall, waterfowl numbers are up a bit, but one important key species is down. Complete details when we return, but first. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Despite a historically low estimate of blue-winged teal, Minnesota's total duck abundance, excluding scaup, was 8% above the 2024 estimate. That's according to results of the 2025 Waterfowl Breeding Population Survey, which the DNR conducts every May. Conducted via airplane, this year's survey began May 6th in southern Minnesota near Mankato and concluded May 29th in northern Minnesota. Transects were flown for 9 days, and the total flight time of the survey was just under 53 hours. Key findings included an estimate of total duck abundance at 417,000 birds. That's up 8% from last year, but it's 32% below the 10-year average and 28% below the long-term average. The estimated number of breeding mallards was 164,000, which the DNR says is statistically unchanged from last year. Mallards, however, are well below long-term averages. At 64,000 birds, blue-winged teal took the biggest hit from last year. They were down 60% from 2024. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.